This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. A nurse who contracted Ebola last year at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas has filed a lawsuit against her employer, Texas Health Resources. Nina Pham says it will uncover the truth about what happened, according to a statement released by her attorney. Like a lot of people, attorney Charla Aldis watched closely back in October the images of a young Dallas nurse with Ebola boarding a small plane at Love Field. The 26-year-old critical care worker was off to the National Institutes of Health in Maryland, uncertain of her fate. She recovered, and a month later, this.
Nina Pham is calling for you. And I was like, whoa, Nina Pham? That has to be the Nina Pham.
Aldis called Nina back and soon got an earful about Texas Health Resources, Nina's employer.
Everything that I've read from Texas Health Resources, including their testimony to Congress, was that their employees had been appropriately trained. But I can tell you, when I read them and I heard what Nina had to tell me, it was the difference in daylight and dark.
There were a lot of visits and long conversations about lack of training on Ebola, about how nurses were improvising with protective gear, and how Pham didn't give the hospital approval to release a video seen online and on TV. Pham apparently thought it was only for nurses or training purposes.
From day one, Nina has told me I will never feel right about it until they tell the truth. And when it became apparent to us that filing a lawsuit was the only way to possibly make that happen, that's when she decided to move forward. It wasn't an easy decision.
Texas Health Resources spokesman Wendell Watson would not address specific allegations, but he says the hospital continues to support Nina Pham.
Nina Pham served very bravely during a most difficult time as we all struggled to deal with the first case of Ebola to arrive in a U.S. hospital's emergency room. As distressing as the lawsuit is to us, we remain optimistic that we can resolve this matter with Nina.
In a story published over the weekend, Nina Pham told Dallas Morning News reporter Jennifer Emily about life after Ebola.
When you first meet her, she doesn't look like she's sick. And I think it's more of how she feels internally. She is losing her hair, but it's not obvious when you first look at her.
Emily says Pham is a quiet person, shy and polite. It seemed hard for her to share her story, especially when talking about the patient she treated at Texas Health Presbyterian. Thomas Eric Duncan was the first person diagnosed with Ebola in the United States. He died in October.
No one knew for certain. They had to wait on the lab tests. So the moment she found out, she said she was very scared. She was frightened. She broke down crying.
And now, Pham has nightmares, physical aches and pains, liver problems. She's frightened about her future, Emily says.
She doesn't know what the future holds for her health. What is it like to survive Ebola? We don't really know because so few people survive. What will her health be like next year? Should she have children?
Even today, some people are afraid to touch her hands.
When I walked in, I shook her hand, and it was only after I had shook her hand and sitting down, I thought, you know, some people are afraid to do that.
According to the lawsuit filed, Nina Pham will seek unspecified damages for physical pain and mental anguish, medical expenses, and loss of future earnings. Duahli Saikautau, KERA News.